Bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle.
This is Pedaling the Pueblo, connecting people to news and information about Tucson's bicycle culture.
Hello, and welcome to this edition of Pedaling the Pueblo. My name is Andy Bemis, and I will be your host today. We're joined in the studio with Kathleen Dreyer of Kathleen Dreyer Photography. Hello and welcome.
Hello. Great to be here. Thank you.
Of course. Spring is upon us here in the Old Pueblo. Temperatures are rising, plants are in bloom, and that can only mean that, yes, Cyclovia Tucson is soon upon us.
Yay!
Yeah. This spring's event will happen on April 2nd. That's a Sunday, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and it's on a new route that connecting downtown Tucson through South Tucson and into the South Side. Sure to be a great time. Kathleen, can you first just tell us who you are and a little bit about what you do?
I am an event and documentary photographer here in Tucson. Other than maybe one or two exceptions, I've photographed every Cyclovia that has happened here.
It's worth reminding people who may not have experienced a Cyclovia before that this is a day where a network of roads are shut down to car traffic and open to people on bike, on foot, in strollers, on roller skates, just to play in the streets.
Some neighbors will do yard sales. Some will put up sprinklers. Children will do lemonade stands. There's so much that happens that's both organized, but as well as what spontaneously arises from the neighbors themselves.
Are there any particular images or stories that have remained with you?
I have so many stories. One, for example, of neighbors coming together. I saw this one gentleman with a sprinkler, and he was watching from his porch, and the sprinkler was going out onto the road. So the cyclists and pedestrians were walking through the sprinkler, just having a great time. And this man was just delighted. And I asked him about it. I thanked him for doing that. And he said, you know what? The neighbor told me that she had a sprinkler, and I had a hose, and we thought, why not? So we put it up together. This is just a perfect example of two people getting together to create fun for the whole community. Another story, this happened just the last Cyclovia. I passed a house and I saw an older gentleman with several people around him, and they were just out in their yard. And as I often do, I look for people who are outside their houses. And I often make an effort to interact with them and just to hear their impressions and to ask them questions. He loved what he saw happening right outside of his front yard. So I asked him, I said, what do you think about this? Isn't this amazing? And he said, you know, I got to tell you, this is the longest I've spent away from my TV in 4 years. I am having a wonderful time. And I think feedback like that, I love to give back to the organizers so they understand the impact, and all the donors and everybody who contributes to this, just how important Cyclovia is to our Tucson community.
Well, thanks for sharing that. It's really obviously a fun event and a good thing to participate in on the day of, but it's really good to know that it's a meaningful event that has lasting impacts for people beyond just the day of the event. It sounds like you've produced a number of stories and also a number of really great images. I've had the pleasure to see some of those from events past.
And thank you.
I want to tell listeners that we will share some of your favorite images on the Pedaling the Pueblo Facebook page and also on the KXCI website. So remember, this spring's event is coming up Sunday, April 2nd from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. To find out more about all the great activities and play with an interactive map of the Cyclovia route, visit cycloviatucson.org.
I encourage everybody to go out and experience it. It's the sweetest of days. I absolutely love it.
Well, thank you so much for coming into the studio today and talking to us about your experience through your camera lens of documenting this event.
Thank you so much.
Support for KXCI and Pedaling the Pueblo is provided by Ordinary Bike Shop. Located at 311 East 7th Street, Ordinary Bike Shop is proud to be locally owned and operated, offering a full range of biking gear and goods. More information at 622-6488 or online at ordinarybikeshop.com.